I'm going to take my children today to see my nan and granddad. I know it's probably not that usual when you're in your late 30s to suddenly to have your grandparents still around, and I'm really unlucky in that respect. I suppose I feel that my nan isn't really around anymore. She's alive and she still lives at home, but doesn't know who I am, doesn't know who her daughter is, doesn't always knows who her husband is, but rarely can she remember what she said. We've probably lost the nana who, you know, when we came back from living in Africa, who looked after me and was the sort of life and soul of the party. That lady went of quite a few years ago, really, and a frail little old lady replaced her, and then the frail little old lady forgot who she was. And so I take the grandchildren to Mint Imperials Nana, as they call it, because they always have a big box of Mint Imperials that the kids gorge on. It's very quiet. And the most difficult thing about it, really, is it's difficult for Nan to be confused and to not have a grasp on reality. But the most difficult thing, I think, is for my granddad. My granddad's 93. And at sort of 89, 90 years old, actually probably less than that, maybe about a year ago, he realised that if he wasn't able to take sole charge of looking after Nana, then they would be in a home. And they really, really don't want to do that. Nan has looked after the very traditional. He was a miner. She was a housekeeper. Very, very traditional upbringing. And he's had to learn to do all the what would be traditionally for them very female roles. So he started to cook. He does all the cleaning. He spends half the day moving everything back that she's put in funny places and the other half looking for strange items hidden around the house that she... he spends half the day recovering from bad nights because she doesn't sleep anymore. She just wanders around. He used to go out to the pub every night just to see his friends. But that's changed too. Well, number one, all of his friends have died now, which I suppose happens when you get to that age. But also, Nan can't be left on her own because she's very dangerous when left on her own. So he has to lock himself and her into the house. And so they spend hour after hour, day after day, locked in this small world, hardly leaving. She's not really able to leave the house anymore. And time ticks so slowly. I really notice when we go there that my sort of time-packed, time-poor life is suddenly stretched endlessly. And he's the cheeriest soul, my granddad, that I've ever met. He's always laughing and joking, and he's a real joy to be around. And it does make you wonder just how long you want to stay around for in those kind of situations, but that's not for me to judge, and I desperately want them to be around. So we'll see how it goes. And I think there are lots... Nana can remember a lot of the past, and there are lots of stories, her stories from the past, that are just of a memory, really. And I'm hoping, if I can, and if they don't mind, if they understand what I'm doing, I'm going to audio boo some of the tales from their past, really, to capture them as a sort of family record, really, for when eventually they're not around. And I suppose, if I can, I sort of want to capture a little bit of their love story. They're my grandparents, though. You know, in the early days, they looked after me as part of the family, and then later on, now I suppose, well, we're looking after them, doing horrid things like Grandad pleading with us to get wills sorted so that if anything ever happened to him, that we can help Nan sort out the finances because she's not well enough. And what I know so little about is their life together. They've been together for, oh gosh, I don't know, heading on for, must be 70 years. And I don't know about their love story, really, their relationship, their lives together, and those sort of happy memories. And I don't know if they'll remember to tell me, but anyway, I'll see if I can find out and sort of capture their stories.